Various artists,
so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
Tala Ole Tō is an exhibition showing new and significant work by Angela Tiatia and Yuki Kihara opening tonight at Gus Fisher Gallery. The exhibition title, Tala Ole Tō, meaning Stories from the Weather in Samoan, borrows its name from the poetic translation of weather forecast used by Samoan weather services. Collectively, the works explore themes of the climate crisis in the Pacific, engaging with indigenous knowledge systems, femininity, and matrilineal histories to navigate into an uncertain future. Kihara's work is a collaborative piece made with women from the Moata'a Oaluma community, a group of skilled weavers and embroiderers based in the central north coast of Upolu Island, Samoa. Together, they have created five vibrantly coloured mats, reflecting a community, collective and indigenous approach to issues of climate change. The exhibition is also showing a moving image work of Tiatia's The Dark Current, which is a three-part video acknowledging the past, present and future through a Samoan lens, exploring the intersections between colonialism, femininity and our relationship with the virtual and physical realm. I had a kōrero with Angela Tiatia about her work in Tala Ole Tō and her practice as a whole.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. So speaking to my practice as a whole, I think to speak really simply about it is that I love to explore power relationships and how the disparity in power impacts our Pacifica communities or Pacific identities. And then a key interest that sits within that is the impact of climate change in the Pacific.
So very suiting to this current exhibition, Tala Ole Tō, Stories from the Weather, which is bringing together work of your own paired with that of Yuki Kihara and the woman from the Moata'a Oaluma community in Samoa, exploring themes of the impact of the climate crisis on the Pacific, Indigenous knowledge systems and matrilineal histories. How did this exhibition kind of come about? Was it a product of a conversation between yourself and Yuki, or put together by Lisa Beauchamp as the curator?
It was put together by Lisa. I was really pleasantly surprised to be paired with Yuki because I love Yuki. I love her practice and I admire her so much for what she's done for the community and for us as artists who have come from underneath her, and I really look up to her.
And I wanted to speak about your work specifically in the show. We've got a moving image work titled The Dark Current. How have you presented the intersection of colonialism, femininity, and the relationship between us and the virtual and physical realm in this work?
That is such a layered question. Such a complex and layered question. Thank you for asking me that. I think colonialism, well, we're in the era of neocolonialism now. So for me, what used to be colonialism that arrived on our shores on ships is now replaced by multinational large conglomerate entities or businesses such as Google or Facebook or Amazon. These will rely on our attention and our spending and the harvesting of data. And so there's so much impact of that on us as Pacifica community as well as individuals. And so there's still a lot of conversation and exploring in that area that can be done when it relates to our communities. So there's lots of imagery that speaks to these relationships that are present in my work, but I don't want to make these themes really evident. I want it to be sitting within the image in a really quiet way, so that if you're aware of my work and aware of my practice, that you can look out for these elements, but I'm not highlighting them in a very direct way. So say for example, one of the opening scenes in The Dark Current, there is a young female woman and she's lying on this pink carpet, and then all of a sudden the camera turns and it starts going up above her body, but then the carpet and the floor that she's lying on, it drops, and then all of a sudden this wash of water comes comes over the carpet and it starts to surround her, and then the camera keeps pulling up, and then we see her in a vast body of water. And so for me, that water that's hitting her body is colonialism. So it's like the symbolics of that that I can explore within an image, but it's not that evident. And it can also speak to climate change as well, because it is water. So there's lots of layers and interpretations within a single image. And then if we go to the third part of the dark current, it's a world that is made in Blender, this gaming software. And it's almost like a dystopia that I've made. And so this speaks to the blurring of the physical and the virtual world. And so those are the ways that, that I can talk to these interconnections. And the, and there's water flowing all throughout the whole work. And so once again, that that to me stands for neocolonialism, as well as climate change.
Is there a quite a personal relationship between yourself and the way you've executed the work then?
Always. There's always a personal relationship between myself and the works that I make, because the ideas and the images are coming from me. And so, you know, that very first image that I spoke about with the woman on the pink carpet, that is a representation of my mom and her her journey from Pacific to Aotearoa. And my mom, although I represent her in this young woman, she also represents all the aunties and all the older females in the Pacifica community that were part of that great migration wave of the 1960s and 70s. So it's paying homage to them. And then I have such deep personal relationships to my aunties and to my elders in my community that it's really impossible to disconnect the two. So it's just so deeply personal. And Dark Current is like a couple of years old now. And when I used to first start talking about it, I'd be so tearful because of that deep connection. And so now I'm a bit better with time passing.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. And yeah, I wanted to talk about a little bit more about your process. The film spans across 3 years and was made in 5 different countries. Can you walk us through a little bit more about the process for creating The Dark Current?
So The Dark Current was commissioned by the Ian Potter Cultural Trust that is here in Australia. And you apply for it, so it's very competitive. And it's part of a 10-year project where every 2 years they'll award $100,000 to an artist or an artist collective to create moving image. So it's very moving image specific. And the year that I applied was the very last year that it was on offer. So I was really pleasantly surprised and really honoured to be the recipient of the last award. You had to submit an idea of a project that you wanted to work on. And so I submitted The Dark Current. And The Dark Current comes in 3 parts. There is a beginning, a middle, and an end, which can also be read as the past, present, and future. And so the images in The Dark Current were images and ideas that had been swimming around for maybe about a year before I applied. And there's a work that I had made in 2021 to 2022 called The Pearl. And so The Dark Current is a follow-on from that, like a number two. So once I was awarded, it was a matter of putting the process in place to start making the work. And so it required research. I went to Aotearoa to interview my mother in depth. And there are some really beautiful stories that came out. And I traveled to French Polynesia and Niue and Samoa to gather research as well as gather imagery. And so in the middle part of The Dark Current, there is particular scenery that is of Taputapu Atea, which is a really sacred site pre-colonialism. for us Pacifica people. And so there's really beautiful drone shots there. And then, so there was a lot of, gathering in that 3 years. So there's this gathering of imagery and research. And then the final part of linking these all up was the creation of the in-studio shots that you see in The Dark Current. So the woman in the pink dress and on the pink carpet. And that was a really huge process in problem solving, because I really wanted to give the audience the sense that she was in a deep body of water, but then the practicalities of how to create that in a studio. So I worked with an art director who helped me create that shot. So we built a pool in a studio, we blacked it all out. We had a mechanism with this platform of pink carpet, and then we were able to drop it down in the pool. And then on the day of filming, there's a lot of choreography that happened between the camera and the platform and the beautiful female performer. We had Kasaria Jesus. And so it's a massive 3 years of problem solving and ticking boxes to make sure that you have everything in place for the time when you do need to edit everything. And then after the editing, then it gets sent away to Corinne Ileto, who is our composer, and then it gets sent to colouring. So it's this massive, long process.
Totally. And just to kind of conclude our korero, how does your work and Yuki's collaborative work complement each other in the space to communicate the ideas of the exhibition? Or I guess, how does having these works paired together strengthen the exhibition, do you think?
I think it creates a stronger conversation when we're talking about the impact of climate change in the Pacific. And if there's more of us talking about the impact of that, then hopefully it will speak louder. So we're stronger in a group than as individuals. And so I just hope that more of us speak to it, just so that it's amplified more, because it's such a issue, it's such a problem, and I think it's going to get away on us if we don't try as a group to do something about it.
That was artist Angela Tiatia speaking to me about her work The Dark Current, which is showing alongside work by Yuki Kihara in an exhibition at Gus Fisher Gallery, Tala Ole Tau, opening tonight. The opening event is from 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. tonight at Gus Fisher Gallery, and there is also an artist talk between Yuki and Angela at the gallery tomorrow at 2 p.m. which is free to head along to as well.